Well, this year, we begin the whole new series, January, February, and we've chosen the subject of the fear of the Lord. And I think that this is an appropriate particular theme to work on, but it will take some time for us to actually understand it. And so we're going to take a little bit of time to ask the Lord to teach us how we can understand this and then to apply it into our life. Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we pray that you would teach us how to understand this idea of fear, the fear of you in particular. And so we pray that you will open our hearts and our minds and write upon them that we know how to approach this year, our life, even more carefully, with reverence, with understanding. We ask you to bless. In Jesus' name, amen. I think when we begin a new year, for the younger ones, it is with excitement. This year, you know, you're going into a, you know, you're going to study university. It's exciting. And you got a new job, you know, and you're part of the working force. It is exciting. But when you grow a little older, the excitement changes. There's a little bit more fear. People fear getting older. They fear that maybe this year, I might lose my job. This year, there'll be health challenges. This year, I might fall down. This year, I may be told I've got cancer. Whatever, the fears are real. The problem is, what do we do with all those things here? What's the best way to fight fear? Fear of the right kind. How do we best fight fire? Sometimes with fire. How do we have this? And so this morning, we're going to take a look at the book of Deuteronomy. And this is an important book. And we're going to take a look at this. And I'm going to trace for you the whole idea of fear until it becomes a construct. Okay, so let's begin with chapter 4. And this is an important place to start. And in chapter 4, and in verse 10, for example, we see God's design. He is going to help to create that fear. Right? So chapter 4 and verse 10. So God tells Moses, okay, gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, literally my voice, of course, my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. This is where God begins the work of creating a sense of fear within the heart. See, the fear of the Lord is a work that God Himself must do. If we teach the fear of the Lord by men, we end up with a wrong understanding. So here is where God is going to do a work, and He will create that fear by letting the people hear His voice, know His words, and the fear is then created within their heart. Now, not everybody understands this, but it's actually vital. How do we understand this idea of the Word of God? How does the hearing of the Word of God produce fear? See, that's what God must create within us. So I think of the fear of the Lord as something that God has created, and wonderfully so. Okay, now the second thought. Chapter 5 now, verse 29. You need to trace this thought. Otherwise, it's very difficult to get together. So many, many chapters. Chapter 5 and verse 29. Now, 4 and 5 are related. This is now after God had spoken. Right? So the commandments are there. And they are given. And so in chapter 5 now, the people heard the voice, verse 23, you came near, and then you said, surely the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness. We have heard his voice, right? And we have seen this day that God speaks with men, yet he still lives. And then the sense of fear was created. This great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God anymore, then we shall die. See, the sense of fear was now created. Here is God's comment. So we go on for creation to come in. Verse 29, oh, that they had such a heart in them, that they would fear me and always keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Right? So 4 and 5 are connected. God, chapter 4, creates that fear inside their heart. They have the fear of the Lord now, and they express that fear, and the Lord comments on that. Oh, that they had such a heart. What is that? That it might be well for them. They will always keep my... The key word is always. You see, sometimes the fear is only a moment. The challenge is to always keep that. So there we move from creation to comment. Was it really there always? The answer, sadly, is no. And so we now go into chapter 6. Okay, so in chapter 6, in verse 2, this is where the, verse 1. This is the commandment, statutes, judgments, which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you. What is the thing that is commanded? That you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and commandments which I command you today. So we go from creation to comment to commandment. Right? Can you see the development? See, the fear of the Lord is not something you can just pick up. You have to understand it is a work of God that he will do. He will create within our hearts this reverence. Okay? He will commence on whether our heart has understood him. And then he will reinforce it, concretize it by a commandment, statutes, judgments, so that the fear of the Lord will actually now be solid and concrete. Right? So if you only have a creation and the command is made, it's not necessarily concrete yet. The challenge is to make it concretize so that the fear of the Lord is now solidly there. Right? So do we go on further in chapter 8 now? Okay, in chapter 8, and we see a further word. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. Right? So this is now going towards the idea of a construct. So chapter 8 and verse 6 is very similar to chapter 10 and verse 12. So we have four movements. One, a creation. Two, a command. Three, a command to make something concrete. And finally, we have what we call a construct. And the construct is found in 10 and verse 12. This is the construct. The construct is, what does the Lord your God require of you? One, to fear the Lord your God. Two, to walk in all his ways. Three, to love him. Four, to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Five, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes today for your good. Right? So the fear of the Lord will need to go through all those movements. One and two and three and four. Then we can begin to grasp the idea of what it really means to have the fear of the Lord. So you cannot just take one verse and say, fear the Lord. That's how it works. It doesn't work like that. Right? So this year, as we begin 2020, we must ask ourselves this question. One, would you let God create that sense of reverence inside you? See, we can end up being consumed with all kinds of fears. Fear of getting older, fear of being sickly, fear of death, fear of loss of income, fear, you name it. The number of things that will cause us to fear can be huge. What's the best thing to do? I would rather have the Lord teach me to fear Him. I would rather have the Lord create that fear within me so that I, you know, the fear will be there. The question is what it is and how do I let it function within me. So the Lord may look at my heart and say, He may comment, oh, that you had this fear always. See, the problem is that we often have a moment or two of fear of the Lord, but it's not always. His comment is, may that fear be there always. That would be a tremendous thing to do or to have. Now, the challenge is to make it concrete. Because if I understand it conceptually, but I don't make it a concrete thing, you know what? It remains an airy, fairy, unstructured concept. The challenge is to make it a concept that becomes concrete. How? I must read, I must know His commandments, His statutes, His judgment, His word in every sense of the word. Listen, sign up, just come. Monday, prayer meeting, Tuesday, Bible study, Sunday school. By all means, learn until the commandments of the Lord become concretized in our life. And when that happens, we now have a construct. You see, the fear of the Lord becomes a construct, and it is never by itself. So if the fear of the Lord is there in chapter 10 in verse 12 and 13, then you will find that you will walk in His ways. You'll find this fear of the Lord is also to love Him. You find this fear of the Lord will cause you to want to serve the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul. And you know what? You also want to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes. Put them all together, and we have a pretty good idea of how the fear of the Lord actually works. And that's what we want to try and do. And if we can put them all together, looking at all the movements, then we can begin this year on a very, very strong note. See, this is what it means. To walk in all His ways, to serve the Lord with all the heart. What is it that drives us? The fear of the Lord. And you do it with love. You do it with understanding. You do it with this proper, this construct in mind. And then the fear of the Lord becomes something you can work with. And that's what you want to try and do. And it is really, really an uplifting thing to have. Think about this. Okay? Well, let's prepare our hearts for communion. And it's so good to begin the year with the Lord's, celebrating the Lord's Supper. Let's prepare our hearts.